For 2 weeks, we visited Mai every afternoon. We always brought a new bouquet of Mrs. Olson's flowers. Sometimes Mrs. Olson came along too, and sometimes Mrs. Fisher's son, Will, came. Will's really great. He's 18, and he works with Wag Brigade too. His therapy dog is a female named Shadow. I didn't meet her for a while, though, because Will said he had to leave her at home. I guess therapy dogs need vacations just like kids do. Mai's leg was healing, and so were her spirits. Her soccer friends visited often and said the team would do much better once she returned. The biggest hero, though, was Fred. Every time he walked into Mai's room, her face lit up like fireworks. The kids in nearby rooms loved him, too. They drew lots of pictures of him and plastered them all over Mai's room. Sometimes Mrs. Fisher let me hold Fred's lead. She also showed me how to give him simple commands with gentle touches or words. It sounds simple, but I had to remember many different commands like stay, up, down. So did Fred. One Saturday, Mom didn't go with us. That seemed odd. Then, after Mrs. Fisher, Fred, and I arrived, Will and Shadow showed up. I was thrilled to meet Shadow. Mrs. Fisher said that she and Fred wanted to thank me for my help. Thank me? Getting to know Fred was the best experience of my life, or so I thought. Then Will opened the door to the hall and said, "Okay, Mrs. Kwan, ready."